So the fifth chapter in Hilchos Teshuva kind of veers away from what we saw in the first couple of chapters, really describing the mechanism of tshuva, of sin, regret, repentance, vidui, how exactly that's done, all of the steps. And now it seems to switch gears into what looks like more of a, say, abstract philosophical discussion. And the chapter and the parts of other chapters later on deal with the issue of free will. So far we've seen what we're talking about. We're talking about tshuva. So what's a whole discussion of free will doing in Hilchos Teshuva? Why did the Rambam put it there? Well, it seems that it's that free will is fundamental to the whole idea of tshuva. Really only do tshuva. Tshuva is only relevant. To that matter, sin, merit, all of that is really only relevant if you have free will. So it's not that it's really tangential that the Rambam thought, okay, I'm going to fill in some, you know, Jewish philosophy, give an intermission of Jewish philosophy, but it's something that's really related directly to tshuva. And one of the things that the Rambam emphasizes very much, he emphasizes more than some others, is absolute free will. Every person has the choice to do good or evil, right or wrong. It's absolutely within one's ability to make that choice. It doesn't mean something may not be harder for one person or another, but he really emphasizes that it's within everyone's ability to make any decision that they want to make. So you look at the beginning, he says, Rishus l'chol adam nesuna, that everyone is given permission or is given free will. Imrotz lahatos asmel derech tova, lios tzadik. If someone wants to lean towards a good direction and become a righteous person, harshus biyado, he has that option. Vimrotz lahatos asmel derech ro, lios rasha. If he wants to lead himself towards evil and develop into a wicked person, harshus biyado, that he also has the ability to do so. And if you just jump down to number two, the Rambam speaks very harshly against perspectives that de-emphasize free will. He says, number two, Al yavor b'machashavtecha davar zeh she'omrim tipshei umos ha'olam v'rov galmei b'nei Yisrael. Don't entertain the thought of what the fools among the nations of the world or the undeveloped among the Jews say, Shakadosh Baruch Hu gozer al adam mitchilas b'riyasto liyos tzadik o'rasha, that Hashem decrees that a person should be either righteous or wicked. They know davarkein. It's not that case. There's no decree that a person is going to is destined to be righteous or wicked. Ela kol adam roi lo liya tzadik k'moshe Rabbeinu rasha ki yiravam. Anyone could be a tzadik like Moshe or a rasha like Yeravam, the wicked king. Whether it's and in different midos, different characteristics as well. Again, doesn't mean that certain people don't have dispositions towards certain types of behavior, don't have certain challenges. But at the end of the day, the Rambam is emphasizing that ultimately every person, every situation is able to make the choice between right and wrong, and he can't say that it was decreed against me that it should be like this, or that I'm not able to overcome this. And I've seen that in psychological studies, it seems to be proven. There was a study that I saw referenced that there was two test groups, two groups that they were observing, and the experiment said that for every right answer on a test, they would provide a dollar. So if you didn't know the right answer, but you want the dollar, so what are you going to do? You're going to cheat. So apparently the group that was because on the booklet was given a statement that they don't really have free will, was much more likely to cheat than the group that didn't have that. So you see, this is really related to tshuva. If you don't think you have free will, so you're not going to try to change. But that's why the Rambam is so appropriate that it's in Hilchos Teshuva. They emphasize the fact that everyone has a choice to choose their direction. And the more we understand that, the more we'll be motivated to tshuva, the more we'll realize our potential. And of course, that's why this is an integral part of the tshuva process.